Listen up, athletes. We're seeing a major shift at the elite level. More and more endurance competitors are stepping away from traditional high-carbohydrate fueling and embracing low-carb, high-fat strategies. Why? To tap into virtually unlimited energy reserves and completely eliminate that dreaded mid-race fatigue during ultra-endurance events. The math is simple. Carbohydrates are fantastic for short, high-intensity bursts, but they hit a hard ceiling when you're racing for hours. Your body only stores enough glycogen to fuel roughly 60 to 90 minutes of running. That's it. Now, contrast that with your fat stores. Even the leanest, most shredded athletes are carrying between 40,000 and 100,000 calories in body fat. Traditional sports science used to push 7 to 12 grams of carbs per kilogram of body weight daily. And that makes sense when you're racing above 60% of your peak oxygen uptake. But that model completely breaks down once you cross the 2.5 hour mark. When glycogen runs out, performance crashes. It's unavoidable. That's where metabolic adaptation comes in. By committing to a low-carb diet and targeted training over just 3 to 4 weeks, you trigger profound enzymatic changes. Your body literally rewires itself to burn fat more efficiently. We're talking about fat-adapted athletes hitting maximum fat-burning rates of roughly 1.5 grams per minute. That is up to 2.3 times higher than what carbohydrate-dependent runners can achieve. And here's the technical sweet spot. That peak fat oxidation shifts right up to 70 to 80% of your peak oxygen uptake. That aligns perfectly with the sustainable pace you need for marathons and ultra races. This creates true metabolic flexibility. Your body learns to seamlessly switch between fuel sources based on exactly how hard you're pushing, giving you a massive tactical advantage on race day. The primary performance win here is glycogen sparing. When you train your engine to run primarily on fat, you keep those precious carbohydrate stores in the tank. You save them for critical surges, steep climbs, or final kicks. This dramatically reduces your risk of hitting the wall and keeps your energy output rock steady throughout long efforts. Beyond performance, you'll see improved body composition. With adequate protein intake, you'll shed fat mass while preserving lean muscle, and you'll notice a significant drop in systemic inflammation. Ketone bodies produced during this adaptation actually act as anti-inflammatory signaling molecules, which can genuinely accelerate your recovery between hard sessions. But let's be clear, transitioning into this metabolic state requires a structured, gradual approach. You cannot rush it. Start with fasted, low-intensity runs under 60 minutes, keeping your effort strictly in the conversational zone. Simultaneously, slowly dial your carbohydrate intake down to approximately 50 grams per day or less. Your fueling strategy must become highly session-specific. Easy runs stay fasted or with minimal intake. But when you schedule high-intensity work, you need 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates on board 30 to 90 minutes beforehand. Post-workout recovery is non-negotiable. Aim for about 25 grams of protein within an hour. And don't forget extra sodium to prevent electrolyte imbalances as your fluid dynamics shift. If you rush this transition or try to go high intensity before your enzymes have fully adapted, you will experience unnecessary fatigue and sharp performance drops. And despite the clear advantages for ultra endurance, this approach is not universally beneficial. It significantly impairs anaerobic capacity and high intensity performance, making it completely unsuitable for races under 90 minutes or any event demanding explosive power. Research consistently shows measurable losses in sprint power and time trial performance when athletes stay strictly low carb. Female athletes, pay close attention here. You face additional physiological risks that require careful consideration. Even short-term carbohydrate restriction can negatively impact bone density, menstrual regularity, and immune function, completely independent of your overall calorie intake. Because of this, women and sprinters should approach this diet with extreme caution, or avoid it entirely if your racing profile doesn't match the ultra-endurance profile. The critical takeaway is this. Optimal fueling depends entirely on your race distance and individual physiology. If you're competing beyond 2.5 hours, fat adaptation offers a scientifically backed path to sustained energy, metabolic flexibility, and crash-proof racing. For shorter, high-intensity events, traditional carbohydrate loading remains superior. Successful implementation demands patience, gradual carb reduction, strategic fueling around key workouts, and careful monitoring of your recovery and hormonal health. Ultimately, the gold standard isn't picking one side. It's developing metabolic flexibility. Train your body to efficiently utilize both fat and carbohydrates based on real-time energy demands. That is the most resilient, effective approach to modern endurance performance. Now, let's get to work. Execute this with precision, trust the process, and see you on the training plan.